This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minute Cast on Monday, the 25th of July. And as all of Japan gets back to reality after the glory and excitement of last week, there was a heavy dose of the stuff for Avispa Fukuoka. Their hopes of staging a comeback for J1 survival in the second half of the season took a heavy blow yesterday evening with a 2-0 defeat at home to second from bottom Montedeo Yamagata. Find out more in just a few seconds. Well, hello again, and of course the Kyushu club had looked well out of their depth as they marked their return to the top flight with 9 defeats from their opening 9 matches. But a return of 8 points from as many games since suggested that the ship had finally been steadied. Indeed, it was Yamagata who entered this relegation clash in danger of freefall after 5 consecutive losses. There were promising signs for Avispa in the opening stages, with Takuya Matsuura breaking through for an early opportunity, only to fire tamely at visiting goalkeeper Kenta Shimizu. But the hosts flattered to deceive and were once again made to pay, as Masaru Akiba expertly fired Montedeo in front with a low left-footed strike from the 18-yard line after half an hour. With Avispa struggling to regain momentum thereafter, substitute Yu Hasegawa made sure of 3 valuable points midway through the second half, with a diving header to meet Tatsuya Ishikawa's corner. The result leaves Yamagata 7 points adrift of safety, with Fukuoka 4 further back and still at the foot of the table. Second place Kashiwa Reysol clinched a hard-fought 2-1 victory over Kashima Antlers to push the 7-time Japanese champions back to within 2 points of the drop zone, albeit with 2 games in hand. Hideaki Kitajima latched onto a Leandro Dominguez cross from deep to open the scoring after 33 minutes. Yuzo Tashiro levelled for the Antlers with a close-range header from Takuya Nozawa's free kick early in the second half, but Dominguez fired home the winner 10 minutes before the final whistle with a low shot from just outside the D. Yokohama F. Marinos retained top spot on goal difference by beating fourth from bottom Vissel Kobe 1-0 through Shingo Hyodo's second half volley. Nagoya Grampus remained just behind the top two in third position after extending their winning streak to 4 and their unbeaten run to 12 with an entertaining 3-2 victory over Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Marcus Tulio Tanaka netted for the first time this season to level the scores at 1-1 early on, while the third goal, a header from Takahiro Masukawa, was the 1,000th in Grampus club history. Tulio's former club Urawa Reds overcame the 12th minute dismissal of goalkeeper Nobuhiro Kato to pull 4 points clear of Vanfore Kofu in the final relegation spot with a 2-0 win at Saitama Stadium. Inspired by the midfield duo of Takashi Inui and Kim Bo-kyung, Cerezo Osaka thrashed Shimizu S-Pulse 4-0 to move up to 11th ahead of Urawa on goal difference. Aomiya Ardija are now in 10th after Lee Chun-soo headed in a cross from Kota Ueda for the only goal away to Vigalta Sendai, whose title challenge appears in tatters after a first home loss of 2011 extended their winless run to 6. Elsewhere, 4th place Kawasaki Frontale went down 1-0 at struggling Albirex Niigata to extend their record of never having prevailed at the Big Swan Stadium. Gamba Osaka in 5th could only draw 2-2 at home to Jubilo Iwata, their second straight disappointment since the departure of Takashi Usami to Bayern Munich. Now, a couple of other talking points to finish up with. And a week on from Japan's historic Women's World Cup victory in Germany, a crowd of 17,812 was present to witness the resumption of the domestic Nadeshiko League in Kobe. Shinobu Ono scored twice, as an INAC Kobe Lionessa side also featuring six other World Cup winners beat Karina Maruyama's Jeff United Ichihara Chiba Ladies 2-0. Meanwhile, the Chiba men's team held on to second place in J2 with a 2-0 win over Consadole Sapporo, while leaders FC Tokyo thrashed Roasso Kumamoto 5-0. Finally, Cerezo Osaka have decided not to take up their option to extend the loan of striker Rodrigo Pimpao from Vasco da Gama. That's all for today. Thanks very much for listening, and join me again at the same time next week.